and follow us on Twitter. Just search for Mind Cemetery. You can now find us on iTunes by searching UFO Paranormal Radio Network and by clicking the iTunes icon on the player widget on our homepage, and you can find us at mindcemetery.com. On the site, you will find the upcoming show calendar where you can browse our schedule of guests, check out the Mind Cemetery Strange News feed, peruse our extensive archive of past shows and our archive blogs, track the activity of Nicole's favorite alien stalker, and as always, check out the critically acclaimed MindCemetery.com blog, where you can get information on upcoming shows, information on past shows, and plenty of interesting nuggets and tidbits that are blogged about throughout the week. The phone lines are open for anyone interested in calling in and joining our discussion tonight. Our number is 1-504-273-7379.
Folks, hope your weekend was awesome, and everybody's looking forward to a long weekend for Labor Day. It's coming. Labor Day is always kind of one of those bittersweet things. You know, it's the end of summer, sort of. We're in North Carolina, so we kind of see it through till end of September or so. But this was a particularly mild summer. Anyway, our thoughts are going out for all those peeps in the Gulf, man. They're about to get hit up something nasty. Our producer, Joe Montaldo, is one of them. He's sitting it out, though. He's cool with sitting through it. It's a Category 2, so he says, screw it. I can take care of a Category 2. In any case, our guest backed out a couple minutes before the show. No big deal. One of the little costs of live radio, you know how it is. In any case, what we're going to do tonight is pretty cool. We're going to break it up. Something that you guys have never heard before. And one of my favorite guests, Michael Gorley. Okay, this dude's really young, and he has really, like, entrancing eyes, if you Google him. Anyway, he's a psychic. He started doing readings at, like, I think it was age 17, he said. And, obviously, you know, I don't buy the whole psychic thing, but this guy was pretty good. I mean, he's, at the very worst, I'm going to give him that he seems like a genuinely good person. I liked hearing his readings. They seemed like genuine readings. They were interesting. So I'm just going to play some of those readings for you for the first hour here. And then in the second hour, Chip's going to go ahead and join us a little bit late, and we're going to discuss some of the stuff that's happened in the past week, including the passing of Mr. Neil Armstrong, which, that's heartbreaking. It's all over my Facebook wall and everything. I was really sad to see that. And some other crazy stuff that's going on in space. The final frontier. All my Gulf Coast listeners, stay safe down there, okay? Do what you need to do and stay out of the weather, man. But I'm going to go ahead and play this Michael Gorley episode just for about an hour. We'll join you back right after the 10 o'clock break, so about 10:10. Enjoy the readings, and you'll hear a little bit of music, and then it will start in with the episode. So I will catch you all in about an hour from now.
I want to ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange that we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one's head. Things I thought I never said. You said that, no, I never said no. I'll say something that I should have said long ago.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You could have just brought me up on the table like a mannequin. Cardboard stand up and paint me.
Paint me
that you wanted me to paint with. Stand by the existential moment when we saw the couple in the coma, and it was, we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes.
And welcome
You're listening to the Mayan Cemetery, where paranoia about the paranormal comes to rest. Tonight, as always, we will delve into the unexplained, weird, intriguing, and sometimes creepy topics you won't hear on your local news. I'm your host, Chip, and tonight, as always, I am joined by the hardest-working co-host in Blog Talk Radio, my wife, Nicole. Say hello to the fans, followers, and listeners.
Wow, you really stumbled over that one.
What are you talking about? That was poetry in motion.
The hardest working wife.
I'm going to work on my uhs today. Don't forget that you can get tonight's and all our previous shows via podcast on our website, mindcemetery.net. You can listen live via blogtalkradio.com/mindcemetery. And on iTunes, just search for Mind Cemetery. Or on our website, you can now give us a Google Plus One. While you're on that site, check out our upcoming show calendar, the popular alien tracker, links to Chip's finds, our strange news stories, and the Mind Cemetery, where you can get info on upcoming shows, further information on past shows, and plenty of interesting nuggets and tidbits that we may post throughout the week. Now, Nicole, tell our listeners what we have in store for them tonight.
Well, you of course get to hear Chip's beautiful monotone for the rest of the evening. tonight we have an exciting guest, psychic medium Michael Gourley, who has really beautiful eyes, I must say. I'm just saying. but his website, psychicmediummichael.com, there's two M's. MediumMichael.com. He does personal reading, spiritual guidance, a little bit of everything in the spiritual and psychic realm, from what I can see. So, Michael, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, Nicole, that intro song was great. That was at our wedding song.
Yes.
Love it. And I was just saying earlier, if we had a video feed of it, everybody can see our favorite music video to go along with it. With Tim Heidecker and Eric Wertheimer dressed up like women.
Yes.
And changing roles.
It was true to the song, because, you know, people don't get that sometimes.
It's a Ben Folds song, by the way.
It is, and it's an excellent video.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not detract from our guest, who is hot to trot. We got, like, 10 callers in queue already dying to talk to you, but I want to hear a little bit about you first.
Okay.
Give us your background.
Okay, and thank you for the compliment. I do appreciate it. I started my career when I was 17. I did, I was psychic my entire life. It all started, you know, people can read it on my webpage, but it started basically when I was in school. I was drawing auras around people, like when we had to color in pictures and things like that, and the teacher asked me why I'm always shading in, you know, color around people. I said, well, because everybody has a light around them, and you know, basically my mom helped me develop my abilities. She would play the color game with me, and I would always guess the color that she was thinking, and then we would do harder colors, you know, throughout time. So that developed my visual skills. I'm a natural clairvoyant, which means I see things, and then I have sensitive gut feelings as well. So I use the both together for like a puzzle piece that needs to be put together. But yeah, everyone always wonders what my nationality is, so I'll go ahead and tell you. I'm half Sicilian and half Cherokee Indian.
There you go.
And I come from a very psychic family on my mom's side, but I'm the first one to do it professionally.
So you've definitely had a lot of support from your family from day one, which a lot of people don't have.
Yes, I'm very lucky.
Yeah, because more people should allow their children or family members to explore that kind of thing instead of shun it and shut it down and shut it off, because that's something that's drastically missing with humanity these days is the spirituality.
Absolutely. I'm very, very blessed.
When it comes to your gifts, and you mentioned the aura thing, how else does it come through to you? Because I know, I love asking people that question that are sensitive or psychic, and because everybody kind of has a different gift in a way that it affects them and comes to them. So, mm-hmm. And I know you said it was with the aura thing. You're still capable of seeing auras and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I still can see auras. It's, you know, it's just something that's so natural to me that it's like I don't even think about it, really. I mean, everybody's got one. Everything's got one. I don't even, like, blink when I see one. But, you know, my abilities, it's kind of interesting. I learn every single day something happens, something new happens. You know, I'm actually become very close with ghosts, actually. I'm kind of, like, representing, you know, all the ghosts out there. My father just passed away 3 days ago, and he came to me right away. I wasn't able to be with him, but he jumped right in the car with me, sitting in the back seat. I know people are going to think I'm nuts, but I'm telling you, he put his hand on my shoulder. I actually had a conversation with him, but he communicated through me like other ghosts and spirits, through almost like images that I have to put together. They don't talk to me the way I'm talking to you. They send me symbolic messages, and I kind of have to put them together. And the visions, they're mouthing things, but I can never really hear what they're saying.
Okay. Now, first of all, I'm blown away that your father passed away 3 days ago. That's incredible that you're even here with us tonight, and I thank you for making it still.
No problem. You know, it's when you know that they're made it to the other side, you can deal with it. My heart goes out to people who lose people every day, but I can honestly tell you with all my heart, they do cross not the end. And honestly, if I did not know for sure that, you know, that there was another side and that they do come to me, I probably would be devastated right now, but I know he's okay.
Fantastic. You know, I had a mother that passed away in January this year as well, and you know, the overriding thing that I kept kind of repeating to myself, and we can elaborate on it later, but during the viewings and things like that when the family was there, and, you know, I felt fine. I was fine with it, like you said, you know, because, you know, she lived with MS for a very long time and fought that fight, and it just got too much at the end, and I remembered saying over and over, well, I did my job at least, you know, I got married, I gave her a grandson before she passed, and, you know, I was able to kind of close the door on the things that I needed to do for her in my life, you know, so.
Absolutely.
And I've had other psychics say, well, yeah, that's, you know, because you kept having those thoughts and stuff like that, was her coming through, you know, telling you it's okay kind of thing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they do. They give everybody feelings, if you get feelings. Even, you know, people just brush wonderful memories off them. That's how they communicate with us. They'll give you those memories, give you those feelings. It's just a wonderful experience. You just got to kind of tune into it to get those types of messages.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to talk more about that here, because that's definitely something that's very fresh for both of us, you know. And I know, as for my family, I was more able to discuss things like this show and the topics we cover with my Aunt Edie and my cousins, and they're much more receptive to these kind of things. And I was talking to them about, well, what do you think about, you know, her grandmother? Do you think she's psychic at all or anything like that? And she's like, oh, God, yes. You know, she's all over. She's like, she's pointing, you know, we're out in the garage. She's like, that woman in there is psychic as hell, you know. She knows what's going on. So, you know, I do think it does run in the family, that's for sure. And it does help to have a family that is supportive of you to be able to
possibilities. And I tell everybody, it's like, you know, it's like being bilingual. When you're younger and you learn, and you're, you know, speak English your whole life, but when you're younger and you learn Spanish, you learn how to roll your tongue. And, you know, over the years, if you don't keep up with it, you'll lose it, but you'll always know how to pronounce. And a lot of people who've never, ever done it, they don't know how to, like, roll the R's and pronounce. It's kind of like your psychic ability. We all start out psychic, but we just branch off away from it as we get older. The more you keep up with it, you can definitely develop your abilities.
And that's something that I've asked plenty of other psychics that we've had on to explain it to, you know, just explain your ability to me, and do you feel it's like a muscle, you know? And is it a muscle that you have to work to make it better or stronger, and if you use it, it's more in tune, and if you don't, it goes away, or is it something that just comes and goes? And I've gotten pretty much the consistent response about it being, you know, like a muscle, you know, is the best way to explain it for a lot of people that aren't, you know, sensitive or anything like that. Only one that's responded, it comes and goes, and that one was where I was a little leery of them, you know?
Yeah. No, that's a perfect way of explaining it. But I wish my psychic muscle could be in my arms, because that, you know, that would be like perfect, you know?
That's right. I think Nicole had some people screened ready to go if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Fantastic. Go ahead, Nicole.
First up, we have Brandy, who is our first caller tonight. She's been on hold for a while. Brandy, you're on the air with Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brandy. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
And, I was just curious if I had any messages from the spirit set tonight.
Sure. Let me concentrate here. You have a male figure that I'm getting very strongly. This male figure comes around you all the time. He keeps showing me something with the blood. So there was definitely, he was lacking something with his blood, whether or not people knew this or not. He actually was iron deficient, which caused a whole bunch of problems in the stomach organ area. And I think that it led to a bunch of maybe possibly his kidneys, something in the stomach area kept failing. But you do have somebody in the family, and I'm not sure exactly where he stands, but he's connected with the month of, he keeps showing me the month of December, but this is a spirit that comes around you all the time.
Oh. Okay.
What was that?
I said okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
You also, real quick, I just want to tell you there's a female, too. There's a female that, and she's making me feel like you guys go way back. It's like kind of like you guys go way, way back. It's almost like a friendship type of feeling that I have. This person also developed all different kinds of emotional problems, but ultimately I think this type of person keeps telling me that it was very quick, like very sudden and very almost very shocked, but she keeps giving me that friendship vibe, and this seems to be like years ago, but she's kind of coming through too real quick. I just wanted to tell you about that.
Yeah, I think I know who that is.
Is she connected with a car?
With a car?
Yeah, she keeps talking about a car. Not talking, but she keeps showing me this almost like a white car.
Ooh, I don't know.
Did she call you at one point and have you, did you know somebody that could help her? Was she on the side of the road at some point and asked to go through somebody to help her with her car of some sort? I don't know if she's connected with a car.
I would have to think about that. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, because that's something I'm not really too sure about, but yeah, I keep seeing this white car.
Cool, thank you, Brandy, and thank you, Michael, for the reading on her.
No problem.
Yeah, another question I like to ask before we get into the next caller is, like you said, when it comes to spirit communication, I knew, ran into one by chance here in Raleigh, and it was the wife of a person that I deal with, and she has a lot of medical issues going on, but when I went over to their house, she mentioned it as, you know, her gift was in the form of kind of like a movie, and mm-hmm. it would hold back what parts of the movie she would get shown until the very end kind of thing. It wouldn't show her the whole movie, and she also described it as very exhausting and constantly having to block out the noise of other spirits trying to communicate through her because they know that's a conduit, if you will.
Oh, my God, that's so true. You have no idea.
Yeah, and those are kind of some of my other feeler questions for people that come on and say they're sensitive, you know, because if you're really sensitive in a medium, then you should be getting constantly bombarded, and it'd be very exhausting for you most of the time. And those are just a couple of the questions I like to give guests or people in general that claim to be mediums or psychics and kind of give me the high sign about them, you know, then we can roll forward, you know.
Right, and that's exactly how it is. It's like, you know, before when I didn't know how to control it, it was almost like a 24-hour nervous breakdown because you can't, like, you're trying to focus on this, and then other people are coming through, and it's almost like if you can envision not people pushing each other, but people talking over each other, like when you're on a three-way, four-way, whatever type of call, and people kind of talk over each other, and they don't even realize it. You're just trying to get that one message across. It's so much like that, but I've learned to tune in at one at a time, and it's really helped me. But that's so true, where everybody's trying to pop in and out. You got to really know how to. And then people come up saying, "Oh, well, I've always wanted to be psychic." No, it's not for you. Trust me.
That's a killer in the field too. When people, most skeptics will be out there saying, "Oh, well, you're just here to make money," and it's like, "Yeah, let me get this right. The best money making idea I had was to come off as a whack people." And in the hopes of making a few bucks for doing a reading an hour. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thanks for thinking I'm an idiot. You know, thanks for making me come off as an idiot because I couldn't come up with a better idea. You know, I'd rather sell lemonade.
And I definitely wanted to make my life harder than what it was. So, yeah, it's definitely the career choice.
Yeah, I wanted to go my entire life being ridiculed. Thanks. You know, or just be on a show here and there.
Yeah.
I can't wait. You know, it always kills me when skeptics do that kind of stuff to people. So,
yeah.
I think Nicole has a couple other people here ready to go for us.
Yes, Chip needs to stop talking because he will talk your ear off all night. He loves psychics. But our listeners are loving you up, so they are waiting patiently for you.
Wonderful.
I have Rachel from California who's been holding for like 15 minutes. Rachel, you're on with Michael.
Hello, Michael. Good evening. Michael,
good evening,
I have a question. I have a question regarding my career. I've been looking for a new job a little too long, and I am hoping something's going to come for me soon. Do you see something coming, and how might I connect with that position?
Sure. You actually you kind of are somebody that I get thrown all over the place with, and it's not no disrespect. It means you're very talented. And I get this, you know, beautiful, beautiful light. And whenever I get that talking to somebody, I know that they're multi-talented and that they're very people type of people. They're very good with people. Mm-hmm. There is something I'm very connected with almost towards the last week of July. You have an opportunity, and it's definitely connected with a job. Now, do you do anything on the side that you've been kind of picking at or something that you've been trying to, that you've almost been kind of daydreaming about?
Not that I've been trying to make some money on the side, doing a few things here and there, but it's only to get me by. I did just start. Today I signed up for a volunteer program, but there's nothing that I have with passion.
Okay. Well, you know, you'll find that, and you're definitely connected with skin, and I don't know why, but I keep seeing skin. So keep that in mind, too, and that could possibly be something on the side, whether or not you're working with somebody with, you know, types of body products or facial products. I'm not really too sure, but you're connected
with
skin.
You know what? Can I just say, I've applied for a couple of positions. I'm very I like the beauty products, and I'm very into skincare. And I've applied to a company for skincare and things like that.
You're going to get it, and I think it's something that you kind of can start out doing, like, little by little. I don't think you're going to get the kind of hours that you need right away, but it's going to develop into something bigger and better, because I'm going to tell you that you're going to learn from it, and you're going to kind of do your own thing, and you're very business-minded, so you're actually going to have... You're going to move up right away, and actually I see people underneath you. So I really, honestly, I'm so excited for you. I wish you the best of luck with that.
Oh, thank you. I come from the corporate world. I've had years of experience in sales and management, so I hope whatever I get is going to be full-time. I'm not looking for a counter position. I'm looking for a type of managerial position in a company.
Right. Yeah, because I see people underneath you. So, but you're actually going to be going to these locations. So it may start off in like the corporate type of environment, but you're going to actually be going to moving around, but you'll actually be going and viewing things. Like I see these things right in front of you. So it's great for you to kind of move around a little bit because you kind of need that.
Yeah, I do, definitely. You got me nailed there. And you say the last week of July. Guilty. Last week of July?
Yes, I'm very connected with that, so I'm thinking that's when things will unfold career-wise for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem, Rachel. Have a wonderful night.
Very good.
Wow. Michael actually treats our listeners than any other psychic we've had on, I think.
I wouldn't say any other, just better than one.
Okay, all right, if we put it that way. But it seemed like it was spot on, and you gave her all the information she was looking for, too, which is important.
Well, I think another big thing is for people to stay positive.
Yeah.
In their life, no matter what, you know, yeah, you're going to go through career changes, you're going to go through life changes, you're going to go through relationship problems, but if you stay positive and work hard and project a positive attitude, then I think good things will work out for you in the end.
Absolutely.
All right, looks like we have Tiffany up next. Tiffany, you are on the air with Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
My question, very, very similar to the last caller. I'm interested in learning about changes in my life, about when will I get a new job and how it will happen.
Okay, let me just see here. This one is a little bit different. I see you connected with a female with darker hair. She's kind of got like one of those things where she's got like the darker hair underneath and the lighter hair on top. I really don't even mind that. But she's, I feel like she's kind of like your connection, kind of like your little hookup type of deal. Like she kind of gets you in somewhere. There's a little bit of a pause and a wait. It's hard for me to describe the time frame that I'm feeling for you, but it's almost like towards the end of summer I see a big change with that. But it's connected with a female figure. Now, do you know, like, I know this can be a common name, but I keep getting the name Maria. Do you know of somebody like that as of right now?
It sounds like I'll find this job through an agency, and I do know a Molly right now.
A Molly, okay. Does she have that kind of hair that I described? Does she got kind of like the darker underneath and the lighter on the top?
I mean, she sounds young, but I really never met her, so I have no idea how she looks.
Okay, because that could be her. You know, I'm never 100. I can't even get people's names right in the real world, so. Sometimes it is a little bit off, but I can shoot for that. But it does seem like that she's going to definitely help you out. And she does like your personality. And that's a big thing. When somebody likes your personality, they harder for you. So you'll be representing them. But keep your personality because that's what happens. And then what's with the kid? Somebody, I'm not sure, if somebody from the other side keeps telling me that you're like the giggler of the family of some sort. Are you like kind of like that happy-go-lucky type of person? You always got those giggles going on that laugh at the littlest things?
When things are working out for me, yeah, I'm like happy-go-lucky, but I've been very, very tense and stressed lately looking for a better job.
Right, and you'll find that. You know what, when things work out, we get back to who we really are. So just try to become, you know, push what's not going right to the side, because I'm telling you it's going to happen anyway. So and be who you are, and that's probably why that person keeps telling me that. Just don't lose who you are, because that is what, that's your personality. That's how God made you, and if you lose that, you're going to start going down the road of depression and things. And also, I want you, if it gets any worse, I want you to get that anxiety checked out, because it seems like you're going to have a lot of nightly anxieties coming up. And it's due to, like, your heartbeat or something. I don't know if you're constantly checking your pulse or what, but it does seem like something more towards the future. Sure of that. Nothing serious. It's just, you know, you're freaking yourself out.
Yeah, but you're saying, you're thinking, Eric, that it'll be towards the end of summer when I'll be given an opportunity?
Well, I think you're headed in that direction. I see you stable in a position by the end of summer. So I think, I'm not sure the exact date. It's not really coming to me, but I do feel by the end of summer you will be settled in. So you'll probably get something sooner than that and be settled in and know the whole deal of everything by the end of summer.
Okay, yeah, and you're definitely right on the anxiety thing. This, my current job is causing me anxiety, and it's getting worse. So, yeah,
no problem. Just take care of it, hon, because you don't want it to get out of control to where you're having panic attacks and your nights are being disturbed where you can't sleep. I know what you're going through. Just get it taken care of before it gets out of control, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
No problem.
Cool. Thank you very much, Tiffany, and thank you, Michael, for that reading. Looks like David, looks like he's from South Carolina. He's not too far with us. David, you're on with Michael.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. My question was, I wanted to know, was there any messages from my guides or relatives on the other side about my own psychic / spiritual development?
Mm-hmm. You are, you're definitely opening up that almost like a muscle in your forehead. Your guides have been, you've got numerous guides, and I always tell people, there's so many people out there that say, oh, what's the name of my guide? And I could tell you their name, but it's really the connection that you develop with them. They want you to name them, and people don't realize that. You don't hear many psychics speak on that, but I'll be the first to say it. Guides like you to name them. But they're telling me, the two males that come through this to me are telling me that they're giving you kind of like the ringing in your ears. I think that you're actually going to be the one that kind of develops your clairaudient abilities, and also your the whole chakra system and things like that. You're actually going very strong with that. But at the same time, they tell me you're a very real person. So you can be real at the same time. Like, you're not walking around in meditation, you know, 24 hours a day. You can still make jokes and things like that. So they're very proud of you, and they're, like, giving you those pressure points in your forehead. If you almost feel like a headache coming on, that's your time to focus in on that and the sensation that you're feeling, because that's you. They're trying to develop your visual skills. Now there's something going on with, now do you read tarot cards or something? I keep seeing like a spread of some sort.
Yeah, actually, I just bought a deck about a month ago and started using it.
Okay, you're going to go strong with that. Just, you know, don't try to memorize each and every card, because you're going to frustrate yourself. I feel like you're the type of learner that you got to associate. It's almost kind of like symbolic what you feel like each card means, okay? So that way you'll be more accurate when you're reading for yourself if you develop what you feel each and every card means, okay? So do your own thing. You see, you're the type that can't be forced into a lane of what somebody else wants you to do. So don't learn from the book, learn from, you know, yourself and the feelings that you get from each card. That's very important. But I feel very good about it. I think the practice makes perfect, and you're going to actually be very intuitive. So congratulations with that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Best of luck to you.
Cool. Another psychic. That was an awesome hit, Michael, about the tarot cards there.
It was. You know what? And you know, that may be a yes-no for the skeptic question. You know, yes-no, 50-50 hit. But I'll tell you right now, we haven't had one psychic on here that's even asked that question to someone.
Yeah.
And that's why it's an awesome hit, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate it.
Patty from, I think, Ohio. Patty, you're on with Michael. Oops, she's still connecting. Just one moment. There you go, Patty.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Patty. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was hoping to maybe hear a message or any other spirit that wants to come through, if he doesn't come through.
Sure, no problem. It's connect here. There is a female figure that I'm getting that seems to me had a lot of I don't know if there was a lot of fluid in the lung area, but it seemed like somebody that definitely had major complications of breathing. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the point of crossing over. I'm talking about kind of always had those breathing problems, was prone to bronchitis, prone to pneumonia. But this person keeps showing me a blanket, and it's connected to you. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yes. I've had my blanket covers move by themselves. Yes.
Yeah. That's her playing around with it. I don't know. She's not playing around, but she's kind of giving you messages, you know, kind of like playing around with things to get your attention.
Yeah, I've had that happen twice. And if you could let me know, I've also had tapping on my ceiling. It's relentless, and it's right above my head, right where I am right now. And I'm wondering if that's spirit or just...
No, see, the one before was a family member. That tapping, that's something entirely different. I think that that's actually somebody passing through, and I don't know what the heck's going on with the tapping or why they would do that. But there's definitely somebody that's passing. Yeah, then it's somebody passing through. Where do you live in, like, kind of like a wooded area, or where are you at? What's your scenery?
I'm in a suburb. I mean, the backyard's a little woody, I suppose, but...
Okay, because I see the woods. You know what, honestly, it's probably just, you know, a ghost that hasn't crossed over that's just passing through, because it's an entirely different energy than what I was picking up before. So what I would do is... If it keeps happening, I just cross them over. Just say, you know, go to the light. Your family members are there. Say a prayer. Connect to your higher power. So you don't have to keep dealing with this.
Yeah, it's really, I will try that. I will try that. It's been really annoying.
Because, well, you know what? And this is what I'm picking up on, that they're going to, the one that's passing through might materialize in front of you, where you might actually see them out of the corner of your eye. So that's something that I want you to, and not to freak you out to where you don't want to sleep at night. It's nothing like that. Take care of it now so you don't start seeing it.
Okay. Well, you know, I've had a lot of spirit activity lately, and it's almost something I'm becoming used to. I don't know why it's happening so much, but.
It's your aura. I think that you have a very bright aura. Do you like candles?
I haven't in a long time, but.
Okay,
sometimes.
So if you light a candle, because your aura is very, very, you have a spiritual aura just like I do, and I don't have all the answers when it's connected with that, but something about spiritual type auras, we seem to attract them all. So it's good to light a white candle and say a prayer that, you know, anything that comes that's drawn to you, that maybe crossed over, and that candle will represent your prayer and kind of open up that gateway for things to leave.
Okay. I will try that.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much.
No
really
problem. Thank you.
That's incredible that people could have spirits in their backyard that are waiting to pass over, and they could try to communicate with sensitive people in the home.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just could be anyone, you know. It doesn't have to necessarily be anyone related to them, that they just pop in.
Right.
We have Aaron up next. Aaron, you're on the air with Michael.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to know if you have any messages from the other side, specifically if you have anything from Joel.
Hello? There's somebody that is telling me about something with a brain popping. I don't know if that's connected to Joel, but there's somebody that had some type of popping with the brain, and that leads me to believe it was either a stroke aneurysm. Is that, excuse me, is that connected with the person that you're hoping to come through?
I'm not sure. I've been told in the past that I may have an issue with that in the future, and I think I had two relatives, my grandmother and my great-grandfather had strokes.
Okay. This person is giving me is making me feel like February, like that's connected with maybe a February birthday.
Okay.
That's what they keep showing me is the whole brain issue. Now, I'm not getting that from you, so I'm not saying that you're having, and, you know, you could one day, but I'm not picking that up from you right now. But the person that's coming through is a female. They keep showing me the brain area.
okay.
And she's, just give me one second, because sometimes they don't just, like, you know, give it all out at once. Let me just try to see what she's trying to do. She's, there is a picture with a cat, and I don't know what that's connected to, but there's a picture with a cat that I keep getting that I don't know if it's connected with you or somebody that you're close with that can verify this, but I just keep getting a picture with a cat, and I really don't know what that means.
Okay.
Have you tried talking to this person?
The female that you're talking about?
Yeah.
I haven't. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who you're referring to. I'm sorry.
Well, the female figure that I'm talking about is very talkative. Like, I just keep seeing the mouth move. And this person was very talkative in life as well. So I don't know if this was like a buddy that you basically was always talking on the phone with or whatnot. But this person's very talkative, and they kind of want that talking to continue, I should say. So if you try talking, this person will definitely give you messages and actually come through in your dreams as well.
Okay.
But see, I'm more concerned about the neck area with you. And I know you didn't ask for this, and I apologize, but I'm more concerned about your neck area. I keep getting this gland that's in your neck that's kind of throwing you off balance a little bit. So I don't know if you have a swollen gland somewhere, but I would check that out. But I don't pick up anything as far as brain or anything like that with you. But I would definitely check out this gland if you're not aware of it.
Could be. I was at Chernobyl, and I have a potential higher risk for thyroid issues and parathyroid issues from ionizing radiation. It was like a million years ago, but the doctor's not really familiar with it. You know, they don't like knowing about
that. Yep. How frustrating.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
Thank you. And just so our listeners know, we do have a full queue, and there is a pretty good little bit of wait, so just be patient and let Michael do his thing. You know, these things can't be rushed.
Yeah, he's given everybody their individual time. He's not rushing anybody, so I'm sure once you get through, he'll give you your time, too.
Definitely. And Michael, do you have any way that people can get a private reading from you?
Yes, you can visit my website, www.psychicmediummichael.com, and I do phone readings, and I do face-to-face readings, and also I will have my schedule up. I'll be all over the place, so, you know, if you're wondering if I'm ever going to be in your area, just pretty soon I'll have that up, so just I'll be able to keep everybody posted with that, so if people are interested in the face-to-face. But I am located in the Chicago area, so if anybody's in Chicago and would like to come to me, they're more than welcome to.
Cool. Fantastic.
Very cool. I don't even know who I have anymore.
23-minute wait, hopefully, 24?
Yeah, that's actually Val, who is also in our chat room.
Oh, fantastic.
Val, you are on the air with Michael.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I guess I'm just wondering what you see coming up for me or what, you know, is going on around me. Whatever, you know, you get.
Okay. Let me see here. Do you care if I talk about medical?
If what?
If I talk about medical.
Medical? You mean like
health, like,
and everything?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, but, oh, sure, go ahead.
Okay, I want you to, because this is a preventative, I want you to take care of something with your ankles. They seem to be, like, in the future giving you all sorts of problems with locking in and things like that. So I don't know if you can actually start doing yoga, some sort of stretching those ankles out, but it looks like the weak area of your body is definitely going to be your ankles. And obviously that controls mobility and things like that, and you want to stay active for as much as possible. So keep an eye on your ankles. That's going to be the weaker part. Now, I keep getting a... are you connected with a Brian?
A Brian. I mean, probably over my lifetime I've known a couple, but not really, no.
Okay, because there's a Brian that's coming through very strong to me, and he's connected with plants. I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but he's actually connected with
plants.
With what? Like landscaping, plants, things like that. He'll be coming in within the next couple months. It's right there. So I don't know if you're going to be doing, you know, yard work or something, but he's definitely connected with plants and landscaping.
No yard work.
Let me see. I also feel like, where are you located?
I am in the Northeast.
Northeast, okay. Now, did you live there your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know if you, what this is about, but I keep getting pulled towards the South with you. So I wasn't even sure if you were from the South, but I keep getting pulled to the South. It could be more of a future thing then. But I do see some type of, traveling south of your location, and also I see you're going to be doing something financially through the internet. Somebody's actually going to help you through the internet financially. So I don't know if it's connected with career, but it looks like something that you're going to be doing on your own. But it's definitely something that's profitable. I feel really good about it, actually.
Something through the internet. Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all that I'm getting for right now. Do you have a specific question? I do good with questions.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay. I've been
fantastic.
Looking. Oh, you there?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm in a situation, a living situation, where it's been unbearable with the complex I rent from hell. Hell, excuse me, but we've already been to court. You know, I don't know, my time is kind of limited, but I had very good reason for doing what I'm doing. I don't even know. The judge hasn't ruled yet, as far as I know, but she was supposed to rule like 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to each have, you know, our notice of what the ruling was. And in the meantime, I've been looking for over a month and a half, every which way you can imagine, to find a place to live, every which way. I have had no luck, and I just looked at a place on Friday. I ran down a list of things to the guy, this, you know, just this is where I'm coming from, I broke my lease, never done this, they explained the whole situation, you know. He was fine with it. He emailed me an application. I sent it back, and I'm just wondering what you see happening with that specific apartment.
I don't think it's actually going to be that one for some reason. I'm kind of skipping over that one. When I skip over things, I'm more focused on something after that. So I don't think it's going to be that one, but I do feel like you're not going to have a problem right after that. Unfortunately, the law system is very black and white. Either you did something or you didn't do something, and it's kind of like, I believe you as far as all the hell you've been through, but you're going to actually be okay with this. I think that you probably developed... you probably already have an enemy. I mean, are these people obviously you're not getting along with? But you know, you did everything that you could do, and you proved you're going to be able to prove yourself. Everything was because of what you were going through. You'll find something right after this one. So I don't think it's this one, but I think it's the next one after that.
Right, because I'm just about out. I'm not even joking. I'm just about out of places.
I know,
I've
but you,
different
something
cities,
will pop up.
I have to. Newspaper, drive by, look at signs, take numbers down, ask people, too seedy of an area, too expensive, just right, but then somebody else manages to get it right before I'm about to see it, or I'm not even joking, I mean, somebody said to me the other day, maybe you need to move back to the other, you know, I moved from another state a few years ago, still in the Northeast. They said, maybe you're meant to move back because you literally cannot find anything here.
Well, you know, that could be, but also don't ignore the whole South thing that I was looking at, too, because that could definitely be exactly what I was feeling for you. But don't give up hope because, I mean, there's no reason to when I'm feeling like you're going to be fine.
Excellent.
Okay, I will let you know what happens.
Keep your hope up. Michael, you know, you've been hammering these out here. Do you need a break or anything? I know that, like, I can't imagine. does it drain you at all, or no?
I don't. Well, sometimes I get drained, but I'm not drained right now. I'm more like wanting to walk around. I'm good right now.
Very cool. All right, just making sure I don't want you passing out on us or anything, because we're hammering it to you tonight. I know it. Okay, me too. You are on the air with Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. My question in regards to relationship, I was just wondering, when do you see me meeting the one that I'm going to marry? And maybe if you have an idea of, like, maybe where or what his name is or how he looks.
You want his social security number? I'm just kidding. No, you know what? I actually, you know, I feel like you just, your poor heart. You're very sensitive. You know, I almost become very protective of you. That's the first feeling I get of you because I feel like not that. I just feel like you're kind of like a magnet for negative energies when it comes to love, and I just get that protective feeling like you need someone to look out for you. Don't fall. I'm glad that you're standing your ground lately. You've definitely been standing your ground. You're definitely not settling, which I'm very proud of you for. There is somebody that's coming in. It could be towards the end of this year, but I'm picking up more great, wonderful vibes for next year. And this person is of a, they got a V in their last name. I keep getting a V. And it's of some sort northern, I mean, they're American, but their background is more northern European with a tan. So get that. I mean, where do you find that? So it's definitely different. I don't want you to not meet anybody in the time being because of this other person that's coming through. Now, do you have a dog?
I do. I have four dogs.
Okay. Now, are they like those huge German Shepherd type of dogs?
One is big, and two of them are puppies, and one's like medium size.
Okay. Because he absolutely had a bad experience with German Shepherds, and that's why I had to ask. He absolutely will not come around a German Shepherd. So... keep
are you talking about the guy or my dog?
Yeah. No, the guy, he's not going to come to German Shepherd. I know you're not giving up your baby, so that's something that comes in strong. And it seems like somebody that is a Gemini, too.
A Gemini, okay.
Yeah.
am one too, so that's
I know that. I was just going to say, because you have the personality to handle the Gemini, because you're one of them. You kind of have those both personalities that can go back and forth. You guys are going to balance.
On the flip side, you can catch us every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central, where we will be discussing current news and topics going on in the world today. We have opinions on everything. There's no topic that we won't discuss, and we'll go places other shows wouldn't dare. False history gets made all day, every day. The truth of the new is never on the news, but you can always catch it here, News on the Flip Side. Only on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
Hey, hi there. Got your attention? I'm Gia Scott, and I was curious what you were doing from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays. See, I host this really interesting little radio program that airs live then, and we bring in all sorts of guests. Authors, experiencers, and everything in between. It's paranormal and guaranteed to make you go, Guest list is always up at www.giascott.com, and do tune in to the Dawn of Shades from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and I have a new show that will air the first Friday of every month from 11 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. The show is called Insight with psychic medium Christopher George. It's all about psychic readings. I welcome my listeners to call in for a free reading. Just remember, don't ask me a question that you really don't want the answer to. I'll give it to you the way the spirits give it to me. Straightforward and real. The first Friday of every month, Insight, 11 to midnight.
To UFO Undercover, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, with your host, Joe Montaldo, right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Light up your night with the Kevin Smith Show. Hi, this is Kevin Smith. Join me Monday through Friday right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Ships of an alien source are approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to be attacked by an unknown enemy.
Welcome to the Mind Cemetery. This is where the paranoia about the paranormal comes to rest. As always, we will do our best to delve into the unexplained, weird, intriguing, and sometimes creepy topics you won't hear on your local news. I'm your host, Chip, and alongside me, as always, is my wife. And you can catch us live every Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern right here on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. Subscribe to us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for Mind Cemetery. You can now find us on iTunes by searching UFO Paranormal Radio Network and by clicking the iTunes icon on the player widget on our homepage, and you can find us at mindery.com. On the site, you will find the upcoming show calendar where you can browse our schedule of guests, check out the Mind Cemetery Strange News feed, peruse our extensive archive of past shows and our archive blogs, track the activity of Nicole's favorite alien stalker, and as always, check out the critically acclaimed MindCemetery.com blog, where you can get information on upcoming shows, information on past shows, and plenty of interesting nuggets and tidbits that are blogged about throughout the week. The phone lines are open for anyone interested in calling in and joining our discussion tonight. Our number is 1-504-273-7379.
in mine, that brief replay of the first hour of Michael Gorley. Like I said, he was one of my favorite guests, and one of the only psychics I actually liked. Usually I don't get along so well with psychics because they try to tell me, "Woo, you're going to do magical stuff that I never do." In any case, I also found Chip laying on the side of the road, so he's back.
Hello.
Yes, he is here. also, I have a bone to pick with all y'all.
Yar.
This is with everybody that listens to the show.
Oh, my God.
So, a little bird told me that somebody messaged Chip last week and said that I'm not very into the show.
No, you're very lackadaisical sounding.
And I sound very lackadaisical.
Because, you know, that's why they're not here right now, because they don't want to hear your meh all day. You got to come out swinging.
Do I sound meh?
Yes.
This is my permanent voice. I always sound like this.
Yes, it's very
even when I'm really excited, yay. I mean, what do you want from me?
So emo.
I'm not emo. I'm not even sad. I'm just...
You're like Eeyore.
I am a little bit like Eeyore.
Well, Eeyore's sad, you...
Eeyore's not sad. Eeyore
is a manic depressant, for God's sake.
No, he's not. Eeyore is an existentialist. Okay? Eeyore goes
through life... He's a nihilist!
Eeyore goes through life knowing that, you know, he's going to be worm food eventually. So let's not just get too excited. Let's just, you know, chill and do what we need to do.
Listen. You think he's an existentialist because you that's the only term you know how to use and apply to everyone. He's a nihilist.
I'm an existentialist. That's why I called him an existentialist.
Yeah. Well, you're not even an existentialist.
Yes, I am. I'm very Hemingway-esque.
Oh, yeah. You're grabbing life by the balls, aren't you, up there?
I think I am.
Yeah.
I do what I enjoy doing.
Between laying on the couch and bitching about UFOs and ghost shows?
Yeah, that's kind of the stuff I enjoy. I'm good with it.
Yeah, all right.
Each small doses, and I enjoy my small doses. Every single small dose I get, I enjoy it.
Getting a healthy dose of the couch and 15 pillows.
I love my 15 pillows on the couch. What's the problem?
But Steph, it's like the worst harem I've ever seen, actually. There's only one person.
Wow.
He's very jealous of everyone else. No.
Wow. Anyway, I'm having some oatmeal for dinner, and I'm enjoying my oatmeal. I'm existential about this oatmeal.
Oatmeal, depressing.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. It's delicious, actually, and it fills me up.
Yeah. Well, you're full of it already.
That's why pregnancy bothers me, because pregnancy doesn't fit into the whole existential dream.
Oh, there's a UFO conference in Copenhagen. Can I go?
In any case, no.
Come on.
No.
There's a bunch of people I don't know, and then Richard Dolan.
No. In any case, did you guys see Neil Armstrong died?
No, the world missed that part, you know.
Well, let me tell you what the world actually missed, okay? Some of the tweets that came out after Neil Armstrong died.
Yeah.
So sad to see him go. He was great on How I Met My Mother.
Wow. Now, you know what? You're right. Keep going. Are there more?
Let me read you another golden tweet, okay, associated with Neil Armstrong. He loses all of his medals, and now he's dead. R.I.P. Neil Armstrong.
How did he lose his medals?
You dope. Lance Armstrong, they're mixing up with Neil Armstrong.